This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, well, this Thursday, Dallas-Fort Worth's very own area Texas Rattlers, they are gearing up to kick off their third annual Rattler Days Festival. It runs through Saturday, the 28th. This year's Rattler Days with the Rattle Battle Cooking Competition. It's going to be hosted by celebrity chef Tim Love, followed by 3 days of bull riding action. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We've got Chad Blankenship, who's joining us here. He is their president. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
This is so exciting. So how many years now? This is at 3 years. And how do you continue to just get better and better?
We challenge ourselves to remain creative. Last year, we thrilled ourselves and the league, I think, when the Area Texas Rattlers won a championship for Texas. So that was certainly fun. We're on our way to attempting to repeat this year. But in the meantime, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff we can plan, like the Rattle Battle.
A lot of people might not understand that team bull riding is a thing right now. How long have the Texas Rattlers been in effect, and when did it become a team sport?
That's a great question. So the bull riding, of course, has been around for a couple of hundred years, since two guys were sitting on a fence post, daring the other one who could get on that bull over there in the field and stay on longer. I'm pretty sure that's the origin story, although we can't fact check that. But yeah, bull riding has been wildly popular in the United States, Brazil, Australia, Canada, Mexico. These are the main bull riding countries for, you know, a century plus. And PBR itself has been operating for about 35 years, wildly successful, selling out arenas across the country, from Madison Square Garden, you know, Crypto.com Arena, tens of thousands of people at AT&T Stadium here, you know, in Dallas-Fort Worth. But I think one of the things that perhaps it's been missing, you know, the last century is teams. There's a lot of things that come along that are so exciting for all of us, whatever sport we follow, on the team front. You know, hometown pride, the athletes talk about this opportunity to ride for something bigger than just themselves. And so that energy is now brought forward in the team series. It was launched and founded 3 years ago by PBR. The Area Texas Rattlers are one of the 8 founding teams in the league. The league's had a ton of momentum. Fan response has been incredible. It actually expanded to 10 teams this year.
Wow.
Entering the third season.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that very thing is, you know, have you seen the love for this sport continue to grow specifically here in North Texas? We know there's, you know, a lot of attention internationally, but here in North Texas, do you see people who are coming out for the first time?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Year after year?
We do. We see both. We see folks coming out for the first time. Maybe they're a little less familiar with the Western lifestyle, you know, and they're drawn in by the Yellowstone effect, or maybe they're simply just sports fans and love team sports. And, you know, again, that hometown pride aspect comes in. I think when we're, you know, when we're following golf or tennis as an example, right, these are individual sports classically, and we have favorite athletes that we follow and we love. And when they make it through, you know, the early rounds and the quarters and the semis and the finals, or they're playing, you know, on Sunday on the golf course, I think we have this extra depth of engagement in the sports story because this is our girl or our guy, you know, who we're cheering on. One of the fun things about team sports is even if your star player's out, the team's still competing, you know, and to some extent they're competing for us when we live in the region of the team. And so we're absolutely seeing that dynamic play out, Kristen, with new fans and then returning fans.
For people that are seeing PBR and the Texas Rattlers for the first time, how are things scored? How can you tell who wins? What are the rules that people need to watch out for?
Yeah, so the rules in the PBR team series are pretty simple. Each event is a game. It's a competition between two teams on a given night. We rotate and play different teams on different event days. And so each game is structured as a 5-on-5 matchup. The bulls are assigned to the teams in advance. The coaches then apply strategy. This is one of the unique aspects of the teams in bull riding, because typically the bulls are randomly drawn to the riders and they just get on the bull, you know, that they've drawn, and then, you know, they ride them. In the case of the team series, part of the strategy for the coaches is that five bulls are randomly drawn to the team, and then the coach works with the riders to determine who's going to get on what, right? Who matches up better? Is it a short down play or is it a long distance play where we need more receivers on the field, right? Sort of a similar strategy at play. And so the game is won by the team that has the highest score across those five bull attempts. More often than not, a game is won because a team rides one or two more bulls than the others. The really exciting games come down when both teams ride four bulls or both teams ride five bulls.
Now, of course, there's a lot of focus on, you know, these athletes. I have always been curious, who's providing the bulls? And can you give me a little backstory about that as well? And who's being brought in to see who can knock off the first rider?
Yes, it's a great question, Kristen. We always talk about the fact that every bull ride, there are two athletes. There's a bovine athlete that is bred and trained to be, you know, one of the premier bull specimens, bucking bull specimens in the world. And then there's the bull rider. Usually that relationship weight wise is somewhere between 12 and 1500 pounds for the bull and maybe about $140, $150 for the bull rider. So stock contracting is an industry in and of itself. There are, you know, hundreds of bucking bull breeding operations around our country, and then it extends into some of the other countries I mentioned as well. And so they're really breeding for the characteristics that make a bull, you know, fierce in the arena. So it's how high they kick, how hard they kick, how the quality of their spin. Bulls tend to start spinning to their left or to their right. They're mammals like we are. They're sort of right or left dominant like we are with our hands. A really good bull will start going one direction and turn around and go back the other direction. That challenges the bull rider more significantly, and it pushes up the bull score. So let me share with you the way that a bull ride is scored. First, the judges score the bull itself on those attributes I just mentioned. Then they score the rider in relation to the bull. Was the rider perfectly centered? Was he hanging off the side? As long as the rider makes it to the 8 seconds and he has his bull rope in his hand and his what we call his free arm, his other arm up, and he hasn't touched himself or the bull or the ground, it can be a qualified score. So if you think about other judged sports that have a degree of difficulty, gymnastics, ice skating, diving, other sports like that, bull riding shares some similarities because the degree of difficulty is the bull, right? So that's why they judge the bull first, and then they assess the performance of the rider.
What does the PBR Teams League mean to the riders themselves to be able to have even more chances to compete as opposed to individual rodeos? Or is there just something special in that team camaraderie?
Yeah, I think it's both, David, very much. First of all, it's a increased earning opportunity for them, right? With the team series, for all the riders on the teams comes guaranteed money. That is not available to them when they compete as individuals, similar again to a golfer and a tennis player. They pay their own way to get there. When they perform well, they earn prize money. The more consistently they perform, typically sponsorship and endorsement agreements will follow, right? That's the history of individual bull riding as well. The team series has shifted this in a way that many riders find super appealing because there's guaranteed compensation for all the riders competing in the league. So they benefit from that. Having said that, there's also a lot of upside for them because they also earn prize money in the team series as well. In the case of the PBR team series, you know, these events are nationally broadcast. There's terrific exposure for them. So they're able to maintain even their individual endorsements, you know, when they're off the dirt and not in their team uniforms. And so I think that's something that they really appreciate as well. In terms of being in the locker room and on the dirt, one of the things we've seen that's been really incredible is that the riding percentages, this is the percent of times that a bull rider makes the 8 seconds and gets a score. In the team series, for most of the riders competing in the league, they ride at a higher riding percentage than they do in the individual, as a general rule of thumb. And part of the reason is because they're working with coaches. They don't have the benefit of coaches in the individual. You know, if they're working with trainers, it's something they're doing on their own, again, similar to a golfer or, you know, other tennis player, another professional athlete. In the case of the team series, most teams, including ours, have performance training, you know, personnel, sports nutrition, sports medicine. So these resources are brought forward for them when they're competing in the team series. And for a lot of guys, it's a real benefit to them and they ride better as a result.
Oh, I bet. I bet it's a game changer. Let's also talk about what's also other things that are happening at the festival, including the cooking competition. You're going to have Chef Tim Love there. He's been on our show a few times. We love him. What's cooking up his sleeve?
Yes. So the launch of our whole Rattler Days weekend is this Thursday. We close down Mule Alley, which happens one or maybe 2 days a year for this very special event. In partnership with Chef Love, we have assembled 16 of the best chefs in Fort Worth. They show up, they cook their very best rattlesnake dish. It's a competition for cash and prizes. There's a fan vote. The top three fan vote getters make the finals. And then we have professional celebrity judges who come in and determine the, you know, first, second, third place finishers. So it's very fun. Tickets are available to that. It's kind of an all you can taste, you know, open bar kind of an event. And then it's immediately followed right across the street in Cowtown Coliseum with night one of the bull riding.
And that's just it. This Texas Rattler Days, it's, you've got three nights of three events with three different opponents here.
We do. Thursday night is the Red River Rivalry. We play the Oklahoma Wildcatters in Cowtown Coliseum. And then Friday and Saturday night, we compete at Dickey's Arena here in Fort Worth. And then our fan festival spans all 3 days as well. That's packed with a lot of fun activities for families and kids. It's all free, aside from the Rattle Battle. The fan festival itself is all free. Saturday morning, we have an FFA charity pancake breakfast on the arena floor at Cowtown Coliseum. That's an opportunity for folks to come in and enjoy, you know, bacon and eggs and pancakes with our team riders who will be there and the Arlington and Arlington Heights High School FFA chapters. It's a great fundraiser for them, a nice opportunity for our riders and team to give back to the community. We have a parade. We're expecting 50,000 people in the stockyards over the 3 days of our fan festival.
Wonderful. Is there anything else you want our listeners to know?
Come on out. Tickets are still available for all three, you know, performances. It's quite an affordable professional sports ticket. And, you know, the Texas Rattlers entering our third season here remain undefeated on home dirt. And we very much welcome fan support, you know, take some pride in our hometown champion team and come out and root the guys on.
Awesome. Again, that is Chad Blankenship with Area Texas Rattlers. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.